not against public relations. I'm just saying that the cosmetic side of it sometimes may have nothing to do with the substance of what the organization's about at all. Well, I was so impressed with this whole experience. This went on for 2 days. I went into the manager at the end and I said, "Wow, I mean, you have some hotel here. You've got this culture so around your motto that it just, everyone feels it. I've been working with 175 shopping and they are blown away." He said, "Yeah, we, our financial goal," I asked him what it was, he said, "is that 80% of the people, when they check out, check in for another date. We don't want more than that because we want to keep new people coming." And he says, "It happens. My room is very expensive. Many people have their spouses there. Expensive rooms. And that group I was with was there for about 4.5 days. You know, probably 200,000. I don't know what. I didn't figure that out, but spent there. Then they sign up for the next year because they have been treated like that." She's telling us a lot about really what people want, doesn't it? When you think they want this and this, how they just absolutely respond to someone that attends to them and kind of gives them this TLC, tender, loving care. Well, I said, "Well, what do you find to be the real key to this thing?" He brings out the mission statement. He says, "That's it." I look at the mission statement. It's an excellent mission statement. I always ask, does it deal with all four needs?